Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim with Fred and Chris and Ray, Ray's in Kansas City, and we three mice are in a nursery rhyme. We're in Tupelo, MS. We're watching on television. We were watching on television during the break. The news clips, from, this is Fox News, and they're showing video footage of some of the things that are happening along our American southern border. Mm-hmm. And our border is no longer a border. That's just
no.
The way it is. It's been destroyed by Biden.
Yep.
I'm sad to say that, but I mean, and that's not a Democrat v. Republican, because I'm conservative. I'm saying that. I'm just telling the truth. We all know it. We see what's going on there. Or a handful of Democrats are even speaking out on this.
Oh, absolutely.
And in, Biden has absolutely let millions and millions of people come here since he got in office illegally. And now he's not opened up the floodgates. He's created a tsunami. Mm-hmm. Now that even liberal cities like sanctuary cities like New York, Chicago, they're beyond a breaking point now on what to mm-hmm. do, because a lot of these people are coming to their cities. And again, as we've said before, just watching these poor people on TV, I feel sorry for them. I'm talking about these people who are coming into our country.
Yeah.
Now, what they're doing is still wrong. Mm-hmm. It's still illegal. You got to have law and order. You got to have a legal process to come in here to our country. Otherwise, you don't have a country. So they're still, these folks are still wrong.
Yes.
To invade our nation. Mm-hmm. Okay. You can still have sympathy for their plight while supporting law and order.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And now, what's happening though is, in some of these big cities, like Chicago, the Chicago is trying to push these people out into the suburbs. Mm-hmm. Right, Chris?
Yes, they are.
And the people in the suburbs are angry. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, talk about that.
Yeah, it's one of many examples in these United States of America, but Chicago is the one that we're talking about here. It's to the point where illegals are sleeping in various parts of the city and in the suburbs there, much like you might see homeless people.
And in Chicago, they're sleeping in police stations.
Yes, it's that bad
in
of
police
an issue.
Stations.
Unbelievable.
And I do have some audio if you want to play it here.
Okay, what are we about to hear then?
Okay, this is Chicago Alderman.
Is it the same town hall meeting that I watched? Not the town hall, but it's a public hearing. Is this the same? Mm.
This was Alderman Raymond Lopez on Fox
this
morning.
Yes,
correct?
He was on Fox. Okay, he's a Democrat, by the way.
He's a Democrat. Mm-hmm. He's in Chicago. In what township or what community?
I'll get that for you here in just a second.
It's a suburb or a part of Chicago?
No, I believe he's a Chicago Alderman.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's talking about this illegal immigration problem there, and he blames Lori Lightfoot, the outgoing mayor, for this very problem. Clip 6.
Well, Lori Lightfoot's capacity to amaze us never ceases to end. You know, the fact that she has been spending $20 million a month since August of last year, after declaring Chicago would be welcoming to all with no restrictions in February 2021, and now to say we're at a breaking point is just outrageous. She helped create this crisis by not putting pressure on her Democratic colleagues in the federal government to address the illegal immigration that we see, to address the asylum seekers that are not being processed, that we continue to see. And now, the city of Chicago's 22 police districts have become housing shelters. Our park districts are becoming housing shelters. All of our programs are being pushed to the side with no end in sight. And all that she can come up with is we need more money. We need the Illinois National Guard, which we'll have to pay for to address it. And no real resolution as to how to humanely deal with these young people and these families in our midst.
Now, you asked me where he served there. He is in Ward 15. Of the city of Chicago there in the great state of Illinois, which, like a lot of other states, is being overrun by illegal immigrants.
Ray?
Well, think about what's going to happen in the next 24, 48, 72 hours. As you said, Tim, tsunami, that's a really good word. They're overwhelming wave of immigrants are going to come in, and they're going to get, you know, they're going to get processed. They're going to pass through. Fred, you said earlier, some of them are being given court dates 10 years in the future, which is hard to understand or hard to believe. Who's going to come back for a court date 10 years down the road? They're just not going to do it. So if things are bad in Chicago now, and friends, they are bad. If you think they're bad in places like San Francisco or even San Antonio there in Texas, they're about to get so much worse, and the local governments are basically completely unprepared to deal with what's about to hit them. And, one other thing, Tim, this is a completely avoidable crisis. Completely.
All you have to do is compare it to the years when Donald Trump was in the Oval Office. We did not have this. Kevin McCarthy this morning in an interview with Fox was saying in the month of February this year, there were more detections of people who are on the terrorist list coming through our southern border than there have been in the last two or three years. In 1 month, people on the terrorism list showing up. There are people from 160 different countries from around the world that are showing up on our southern border and are being let in, and they're spreading throughout the whole nation.
Yeah, I think this is an impeachable offense.
Oh, no question.
A lot of people have said dereliction of duty just on those grounds.
Now, you got to understand with the Republicans, they only have a tiny majority.
Yeah, five, I think.
Yeah, in the House. I mean, it was not a red wave last November. It was supposed to be, but it wasn't. The predictions were that it was. So, yes, the Republicans have control of the House of Representatives, but is it 8 or 10?
I don't think it's even that, Tim. I think
Chris can look it up. He's a Google master.
Yes.
What's the House majority? So what I'm saying is he's working with a very small.
Yeah, he can't lose like one Republican.
Yeah,
and
so in order to get an impeachment brought against Biden.
He's about to lose George Santos, possibly. Kevin McCarthy is.
Oh, yeah. Well,
different topic, but yeah. It's a razor-thin majority.
That ain't going to hurt his feelings none if he leaves. But anyway, I'm just saying that it would be a lot of energy, a lot of capital spent to get an impeachment against Biden with that slim of a number.
I have the numbers.
Okay, what are they?
According to House.gov, 222 Republicans, 213 Democrats.
So, Fred, you were nine.
Nine.
So if you're saying, well, they need to impeach Biden, well, it's just not that easy to do when you've only got a nine-vote majority.
By the way, I now identify as Google Master, and those are my pronouns.
Google Master. That's what I gave. I gave you that name. So we will see what happens here, but I don't think our founding fathers ever envisioned – a day when a president would allow millions and millions and millions of people to invade our country illegally, and then that president would help disperse them all over the country. You know, you operate under the assumption that a president has the best interest of the country at heart.
Yeah.
And wants to protect the citizenry and wants to enforce our borders. Yep. That's what you operate under the assumption. Then you have a guy who's basically sabotaging our own immigration laws.
There is no other country in the world that has a government that we have right now that is allowing people to invade the country.
No. I know. I tell you what, we don't have time to go into there are four or five or maybe 10 issues maybe we could go through that these secular progressives have to be stopped. They have to be stopped or they're going to destroy our country. I don't know what that looks like altogether, Ray, but Biden used to not be one of these people. Biden was a liberal politician, but he wasn't crazy. All right? These people now, he's a puppet now. He's a little, I mean, really.
Yep.
He's a puppet now. Somebody's pulling the strings, and the people that are doing it, Ray, they're hardcore George Soros lefties.
They're so far on the left, they can't see anything. They think they're in the center of where America is. No, they're not. And the people behind the scenes who are pulling the strings are the ones who have basically created this catastrophe. This, we keep saying, we've been saying, and if you doubt what we've been saying, that we basically have had open borders ever since Joe Biden came in. Now we know. We're what? A few hours away from seeing what an open borders policy is going to do to our country. If you don't have borders, Tim, you really don't have a country at all.
So you got that, the whole push on the transgendered movement. Mm-hmm. That's another issue that Biden's behind and supporting. Biden would have never done that 10 years ago. Biden was against same-sex marriage.
He was.
Huh?
He was the one that forced Obama into accepting it.
Here's what happened, and we won't revisit the whole thing. Mm-hmm. You remember when Biden, okay, the Democrats were having their primary season, 2019, right? Or 2019, leading up to the 2020 presidential election. Mm-hmm. You remember there were about eight of them.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats, including Harris.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Bernie Sanders was beating them all. Remember that?
Yep.
And Bernie Sanders is an avowed socialist.
He's not even a Democrat.
No, no. But he was leading the Democrat primaries.
Mm-hmm.
And the party leadership freaked out and said, we cannot allow Bernie Sanders to be our candidate because we'll lose to Trump,
yep.
Right? So they brokered a deal where they said that the Biden, he didn't even finish third or fourth, I don't think. He lost Iowa, he lost New Hampshire, and everybody said he's toast. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
We even said it. He's toast. He's gone. Well, what happened was the party leadership came together and said, Bernie Sanders can't win. Joe Biden is the only one who has a chance to beat Trump. So we're going to tell everybody else, you close your campaign, including Sanders. You close your campaign and you back Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right? This is what political parties
do. Buttigieg and Klobuchar were
the
first ones.
They all did. Mm-hmm. Yep. And they circled the wagons and they said, Biden's our guy. Well, what happened was, this, I don't have a book on this. This is what my speculation is, but I think it's pretty apparent now.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was the Democrat Party leadership said, okay, Bernie Sanders, if you'll close down your shop, okay, close down your campaign, when Biden gets in, we'll give you everything you want.
Yes.
Right?
Radical socialist agenda.
Everything you want. Personnel issues, whatever you want, just get out of it so we can beat Trump.
Yep.
So that's what we have today. And then you have Biden, who's in a mental state of decline that's obvious to the world. So he starts work at 10 and stops at 2,
mm-hmm.
huh,
mm-hmm.
every day. So there's – now, Susan Rice left, didn't she?
She is.
So who's in charge now? Of the White House. Who's pulling the strings?
Probably Kamala. She does everything else.
I don't believe you, Chris. I don't think
I read it on the internet.
She can hardly handle her own. Anyway.
So I'll see if I can find a replacement.
We don't know. We really, and his chief of staff left.
Yes.
Recently. So, I mean, who is?
It's a radical leftist.
Right.
You know that.
Yeah.
And they only, you know, these people only hire people that think like them.
Mm. Yes.
These radical lefties. And yes. So they're permeating. You wonder what's going on with the military. Why are they going woke? Why does the FBI say we're not cooperating?
And listen, folks, don't forget about climate change. If you want to talk about ramifications on this country, there was another announcement today from his environmental commissioner just this morning.
Who's the environmental commissioner?
Michael Reagan, I think his name is. You can check that for us.
Yeah, that's correct. It may be Reagan, but it is Michael something.
Yes. He announced this morning that they are putting further restrictions on existing power generating plants, including coal.
This is Biden's guy?
This is Biden's guy.
EPA administrator.
This could result in, right now, Chris was telling me this morning, coal power generating plants are producing 22% of the nation's electricity. This guy wants to shut them all down. Now, they put out a peg of saying by
20... that's another far lefty proposal. Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm just going, it's one thing after another.
Yes.
These people are communistic, they're Marxist ideologues, and they have now gotten in places of influence and power and control that they can really take action.
And folks, wake up to it.
Right.
Wake up. If you think one of the reactions already to the announcement this morning by this EPA commissioner is electrical prices, your electrical bills are going to go up, bottom line. So you're already paying huge amounts for cars, for car loans, for groceries, all of these sorts of things. The next thing is going to be your power bills. There's no end to this. When a socialist gets in charge, well, this is what happens.
The next, I know everybody, we all say the next election is the most important. And it is a year and what, 3 months? No, more than that. A year and 6 months away? 18 months away.
Yeah.
But it's going to be, it's going to be critical.
It is.
Ray, any thoughts on this before we move on?
I went to the gas pump here in Kansas City. It had gone down under $3. It's up to $3.25, $3.30, $3.35.
Yep.
So it just goes with everything you guys are saying. When the socialists take over, things never get better. They always get worse. This government control of what we used to call the free market, it's a disaster. And again, guys, it's kind of like the stuff on the border. These problems are avoidable. We're getting the result of socialistic policies, and you're seeing it in your electric bill, in your gas bill, when you go to the gas pump.
And inflation overall. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. All right. You're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Next story, Chris.
Well, you had mentioned artificial intelligence going into the break. Is there something there that you would like to share?
You're baiting me, aren't you, Chris?
No, sir. I didn't know if you.
Yes, he is.
He is baiting me.
I brought up something else during the break, so I feel as though I distracted you.
You said to me, and I'm not faulting you, Chris. You're a great guy, good reporter. You said to me just now, and I know you're asking an honest question, but you do want me to go off on.
On somebody.
No, I just
on Harris being the AI.
No, I was really just, I didn't know if you wanted to.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Like to editorialize here a little bit?
Well, I mean, it's a Vice President Harris is.
Just try to finish that sentence.
Oh, wow.
Just is.
I'm just trying to be as nice as I can be. Look, my ACT scores beats hers. Let me just put it that way.
What did I get?
Huh?
Trying to think of what I got. Yeah.
What'd you get?
Something in the 20s.
No, I'm kidding. My ACT score didn't beat hers probably because I wasn't to borrow my mom's phrase, I didn't quote apply myself in high school much. I'm just saying she's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. Okay.
Yes.
I'm sure she's a good cook or something. She is not vice president material. That's why she got 3% of the Democrats voting for her in the primary, because everybody knows this. He picked her because she is a woman of color.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's why that was her criteria, and she was a senator.
Yeah.
So she did have some political stature. But to put her in charge of anything is inviting mockery. You need to tell her just stay at the Naval Observatory. That's where the vice president lives, whoever he or she may be, in Washington, D.C.
Right.
And just grill out and have picnics or swim, enjoy the summer. But you're not in charge of squat, okay?
Yeah.
Her in charge of the border was visiting the El Paso airport for a hot dog.
Yeah.
That was, and then she flew back. Remember that?
It was probably plant-based, too, but yes.
That was a good one. Okay. So when I heard that Biden had said that Harris is in charge of our artificial intelligence response, I thought that was like a joke. Mm-hmm. But that's not a joke, right?
No, she's in charge.
So you got any more to add to that?
Well, yes. I will say she may – you remember how during the Bush administration, the George W. Bush administration, a lot of people talked about how Dick Cheney was really running the country? I don't know of any vice president in my lifetime, and I just turned 41, that has been put in charge of more stuff than this one. And she's bombing everything that she gets put in charge of, if she's even doing anything. But in this particular case, it sounds like a Babylon Bee headline, but it is not. Kamala Harris, bless our hearts, has been put in charge of handling the artificial intelligence emergence in these United States of America, on top of the border crisis and all the other things that she gets sent internationally to do.
Yeah. Oh, well. I don't know what else to say. I got nothing to add.
Good night, good evening, and good luck, America.
All right. Now, we got 3 minutes left?
Yeah.
You got a two-minute story?
Yes, let's do this because...
Pray?
Oh, well, we all do need to do that.
Yes, we do need to do that.
But I want to end the show with, you can't make this up. You know how Joe Biden now is saying he's not going to agree to anything Republicans want to do in the way of the debt ceiling? He's taking a my way or the highway approach, right? Interestingly enough, it was just not that long ago, 2011, that then Vice President Biden told CBS that compromise is a must on issues such as the debt ceiling. And having a my way or the highway approach is no way to govern. Clip 13.
How can you explain this? How can you explain the fact that grown men and women are unwilling to budge up till now, and still some of them are still unwilling to budge, by taking an absolute position, my way or no way? That's not governing. That's no way to govern. You can't govern that way. This is a cycle. I predict to you that a lot of those new members who came here with my way or the highway, they'll either be on the highway or they'll learn that they have to have compromise.
It is safe to say at this point that he has, to use one of his words, evolved on this issue because he's completely doing the opposite.
How long ago was that?
2011.
Yeah.
By the way, he looks completely different back then than he does now.
Yeah.
Although so do I.
Yep.
So I think he was probably mocking the Tea Party members who got elected.
Yes.
In 2010. But it was very interesting what he said. I mean, that he says these people are going to lose. There has to be compromise. Yet on all the briefings in the last 2 weeks with Karine Jean-Pierre, she says, we are not going to negotiate. Plus, the Biden White House has been lying about what the Republicans are saying. The Republicans and Kevin McCarthy confirmed this. They're not cutting Social Security. They're not cutting veterans benefits. But even in the last 48 hours, Joe Biden was repeating that lie.
Because somebody wrote it down for him and said, this is what you need to say.
I got one confession, fellas. I ate a whole quart of Chick-fil-A ice cream last night.
Uh-oh.
I enjoyed all 30 minutes of it.
That's time well spent right
man,
there.
Man, their ice cream is the best thing. It's the closest thing to homemade I've tasted.
Yeah, it is.
For a store.
God's chicken and God's ice cream,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
Man, that was good. But I thought, how many calories am I knocking down right here?
Very few.
Well, that's what I said. I said, quit thinking about, you know, I had the devil on one side and the angel on the other.
That's right.
And the devil said, quit thinking about calories and keep eating your ice cream.
That's right. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. You got statin pills?
That's right.
We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.